Coach, just general thoughts on the two rookies you guys got in the first, second round?
Good kids. You know, they're working hard. They're doing a good job. They, you know, it's still very, very early, but they're very talented kids. And, I mean, you can see by their college tape that they're exceptional players. And hopefully that, you know, everything, you know, knock on wood, we stay healthy, everything. We'll assimilate them into the group as quickly as possible.
How rare are those traits that Quentin has?
Well, he's a pretty good player. Trust me. I haven't seen too many like that. But, you know, he'll make that. I think he'll do a good job transitioning. He's already making an adjustment with the guys. And I think we'll get what we expected when we draft him.
When you see this franchise use the number 6 pick on an offensive lineman as his position coach, how excited do you get when you're like, all right, this is just another nice piece to go with, hopefully will be an improved O-line?
Well, I think as a position coach, you'd be excited if you got the number 36 pick, or the number 50 pick, the number 105. Any pick is a good pick. You know, I've had years where they've given me no linemen, and other years where I've gotten a good player here or there, and I'm very thankful to have two guys way up in the draft. And is it rare? Sure, it's rare to take a lineman that high, but I mean, he's got rare talent, and we have a need. And I think our scouting department assessed what was available and took a really good player. And as a position coach, I'm sure I'm happy to have you. Keep giving it to me. I'll take as many as you'll give me. I told Chris that. He keeps calling me spoiled. I said, not spoiled enough. Give me as many guys as you can. I'll take 15 of them.
What is it that you like best about Nelson? I mean, everybody raves on him. I mean, what is it?
I mean, you see him
best
on tape?
Yes, big.
Okay, well then, I mean, all you do is turn the tape on. You can answer that question yourself. There's a lot of things about him. He's very aggressive. He's obviously a thick man. He's huge, just his stature. He moves very well. He's quick for a guy his size. He moves extremely well. He's got incredible flexibility and balance. And I think, you know, quite a few of the people from the organization went up to his pro day and just saw an amazing workout, and it just confirmed what you see on tape. He's a good football player, but he's still going to make that transition from, you know, playing against, you know, Georgia to playing against the Jaguars. You know, it's a big, you know, although that's a good team, they're not the Jaguars. You know, there's going to be a you know, natural period of time where he's going to get adjusted.
How much homework did you do on the troubles they've had in the past, or did you come in with a clean slate with this offensive line group?
Well, I think you evaluate the guys, and listen, I don't think there's a finer group of young men. Work hard, very, very attentive. They're tremendous individuals outside the classroom, inside the classroom, work hard on the field, in the weight room. I mean, there's really good people. You know, circumstances, revolving personnel. There were a lot of reasons why there were some issues, and, you know, some of them were, you know, should be attributed to the offensive line, some of them not so. It's a program-wide issue that needs to be addressed, and I think they're addressing it from both the personnel standpoint and some of the things we're doing offensively. But there were really good coaches here before. We're going to tweak things to do it more as Frank and Nick would like, and I think the guys that we're bringing in here are suited to what we're looking for in terms of changing a little bit of the personality of the room, maybe, not so much. You know, it's not really apples and oranges. You're not bringing it. You're bringing an offensive lineman. You had a bunch of offensive linemen and a bunch of good guys. But I just think the whole puzzle has to be put together the right way. And we're working on it. We're doing the best we can.
How do you think the scheme itself, the style of play on offense, can help the O-line?
Well, I think people read too much into this team does this or that line does this. Listen, football isn't that much different at any level, and it hasn't changed in 100 years. Now, college football, they do a little bit more fancy, spread out stuff, but really when you think about it, oh, good, get him. He's the guy. But really when you think about it, it's about fundamental football, fitting, having big people that are aggressive and intelligent, know how to adjust, accelerated vision, know how to maybe anticipate some of the things the defensive line is going to do, see the indicators. There's a whole bunch of things that play into how well a line plays.
What do you like in Austin Howard? What does he bring both physically and from a leadership standpoint and a veteran standpoint?
Well, he's a big man. He's very durable. He's one of the toughest guys I've ever coached. I know he'll bring a physicalness and an understanding of me as much as anything. He knows how I coach. He knows he's got the perfect temperament for it,
And I think that the addition of a guy like him who played all 16 last year, a guy like Slauson who's played a lot of games in 11 years in the league, you know, these guys are, you know, in our world, they're old men, but they still have a lot of meat on the bone. And I think it's helped to bring a sense of calm and veteran to the room. At the same time, it's also showed some of the other guys, because they're both Austin and Matt are different personalities. It showed these, you know, a lot of these younger guys that, hey, we don't all have to be like this guy or that guy, but yet we can be confident in how we do things. And they're really in a mode to help guide these younger guys become what they need to be.
You're coaching with some guys that have, they were here last year, they've been here a while. When you come in as the new guy, as a coach, do you kind of have to coach the old coaching out of them to a degree?
No, you know, I mean, listen, they got some good coaching. There were a lot of circumstances. I know the previous line coaches, good people, good coaches. I mean, it's just sometimes it's the fact that they're not playing together a lot. Sometimes it's the other components of the offense that really makes things break down. I don't really dwell on that part. I just know I need to coach what I teach and how I teach it and the drills that I use. And they're coming along great. They're learning. This is a willing group. They're excited about trying to learn something different. And I'm changing a few things here or there. But not. I mean, listen, this is still, you know, there's only so many ways you can block seven guys or eight guys. You know, it's just it's what you got to do. Right. But they're doing a good job, and they're working really hard.